What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Love Yourself First. I've been working on this episode all month long for you guys, but also I've been working on it as an experiment for myself because I was supposed to be leaving today for my trial. It was supposed to finally be happening in the next couple of days. I was supposed to fly out there, you know, and just get it over with. And honestly, I was prepared to do that finally. I mean, as prepared as I could be. And 3 days ago, I got an email saying that my whole trip was canceled and the trial has been delayed yet again. So I felt like it was all for nothing for a minute, but it wasn't. So here we are now, and this is going to be Coping with Anxiety Part 2. And we're going to put a lot of focus on the calm place. So the calm place, honestly, I never realized how helpful it would be until now. Until I like really started doing it a lot more often. So what I've been doing all month long is I've been training my brain to basically automatically go to my calm place whenever I have high anxiety or high stress or whatever, because I was trying to find something that I would be able to do in order to maintain like a stable, calm mindset while I was in the courtroom, because I knew that I'd be freaking out. That's the thing. I knew that I'd be freaking out just because of, you know, the fact that it's my sexual assault trial, but also because of the fact that, like, I'm going to be on the stand, you know? I'm going to have to get on the stand and testify and talk and all this stuff. And I wasn't prepared for any of that part, you know? So I was trying to find something that I would be able to do while I'm on the stand in order to just be calm. And I started to simulate my therapy instead. And that started to work for me. And I didn't realize I was doing it at first, but then I started to do it more often, and now it's like a lot better. So I found myself all throughout the month having a lot of anxiety. It was spiking up and down like crazy. And so I've been doing this calm place a lot, actually, all throughout the month. And now it is getting to a point where I can say that whenever I start to feel like my anxiety is rising, I can effectively start immediately like doing my simulation, and it actually has been helping me. So that's why I'm passing it on to you all today. So with the calm place, I've talked about it before, but for those of you who don't know what the calm place is, it's literally exactly what it sounds like. It's a place that you take yourself in your head that is calm, so you can calm yourself down. It's so you can either avoid having an anxiety attack or to calm down from an anxiety attack, or just stress in general. It's very, very helpful. And I created mine whenever I first started EMDR therapy with my therapist like 3 years ago. And ever since then, this is like probably the most that I have used it in 1 month at least. Like I've used it so much, and I just didn't realize how beneficial it could really be. And my therapist, she talked to me the other day and she said that she could hear that I actually sound a little bit better too. So that's good. So basically in EMDR therapy, my therapist has these two vibration devices, and I hold one in each hand, and I put both of my hands down on the sides of my legs, like kind of, I guess like on the sides of my thighs or by my hips or whatever. And they alternate vibrations to stimulate left and right brain. So whenever I'm simulating it and I'm trying to pretend that I've got the vibration devices, I do tapping on my legs instead. So you tap very slowly. It's not like a fast paced thing or anything. So I'm going to do it with you guys afterwards, after I basically break down the calm place. But it's a very slow rhythm, so you're not going to be tapping very fast or anything like that, because you'll probably freak out if you do that. So with the calm place, you're going to invoke all the senses in there. And I did include taste for myself personally. You do not have to include taste if you do not want to. That is not it is not something that my therapist actually taught me. That was something I added into it because I personally liked it. So anyway, so we're going to start with what you see. So my therapist gave me two options, but you can choose whatever you want. This is your calm place that, you know, you can think of to do for yourself. You can take yourself wherever you want to go. if it's somewhere you've always wanted to go, if it's somewhere you've already been or whatever, it's whatever you want. You know, just create your own place in your head. That's all. So she asked me if I would prefer the forest or the beach. And I mean, I chose the beach because the forest is kind of scary to me. So I didn't want to be scared. So I chose the beach, and it wasn't just, you know, like, okay, so a beach. Like, she broke it down. What do I see? So what I see on my beach is I have a private island. That's what I see in my calm place. I see a private island. I see clear, crystal blue water. I see a sunset. I see pink sand. And I see some palm trees behind me. Nothing major, nothing big. I kept mine very, very simple. I have a private island to myself. I have no inhabitants anywhere on the island. There are no other people, no other animals, no bugs, nothing, none of that. Terrified of birds, so you will not hear a bird or anything like that, you know, if you're in my calm place. Can't stand that. That'd be terrible. So everything that I see is something that I find very, very calming. And everything that, you know, it's just like you really have to think about the detail of the things that you're seeing too. Like for my water, you know, it's not just, you know, blue water. You know, I said it's crystal clear blue water. Like if you ever look at a picture of, let's see, those pictures that are always going around about like the Maldives. Yeah, the water there. That's what I see. So that's what I have in my calm place for what I see. So moving on to the next sense, you're going to go to touch. So what can you feel in your calm place? I feel the soft, warm sand under me. I'm sitting on the beach by myself, you know, so I'm picturing, that's what I'm picturing for myself. I'm picturing myself on the beach by myself and I'm feeling the sand under me. It's very warm. It's very soft. It's just not clumpy though. It's like the, you know, like it'll flow through your fingers, but it's not hard either. And it's not hot. So I really broke it down like to make sure that I could feel and see the detail. And then there's also a gentle breeze. So not anything too rough or anything like that. Just like a real light breeze. Because I didn't want to get cold either, right? So then you move on to the next sense, the smell. I chose a smell that I've actually, I have a candle of this smell. And honestly, I highly recommend that you choose a smell that you also can find in like a candle or an incense or even essential oils, you know, any type of stuff like that. Like if you can find something like that, it really can help you whenever you're trying to do your calm place at home or something. So I chose a candle called Pink Sands, because it's one of my favorite candles. And it happened to be given to me at a rough time in my life. And I never forgot that scent. So I held on to it. So my entire environment smells like pink sands. It's not going to smell like your typical ocean smell or whatever, you know, whatever you smell when you go to the ocean or water in general. It's not going to smell like that. It's going to smell like pink sands everywhere you look. So then I move on to the next sense, which is hearing. And I hear the waves crashing. The wind is rustling through the trees a little bit, and that's pretty much it. You know, like I said, there's no birds, there's no other animals or like bugs, other people or anything like that. So I'm not hearing any of that stuff, you know, because none of that's going to like relax me. Like this is all what relaxes you personally. So this is my place, right? Okay. So the last sense that I decided to add in because I wanted to make it completely my own calm place, you know, like this is my like hideaway in a way, you know. So I actually made my air taste like pineapples, which is weird. I know, why would she do that? I don't know, because I do weird things, but pineapples are my favorite fruit, so I figured why not. So now I have a complete calm place. That is it. That is my complete calm place right there. That is the see, touch, smell, hear, and taste of my calm place. And you have to basically jot down what is yours. So like I said, whenever you're picking your scenery, you just pick from what you already know. Honestly, that's what's best. But you can just do, you know, something very simple and basic like that, though. You can create a little private island for yourself, or maybe you have a special little hideaway in the forest. I don't know, like, you know, whatever you would prefer. So you don't have to base it off of anything or my place or anything like that, because the whole point is that you want to be calm, completely calm. So whatever calms you the most, think of all of that and write it down. Make sure that you invoke all the senses in it, and then you'll have a complete calm place. To get into your calm place, you always should start off and finish off with 3 long, deep breaths. So this is where I said I was going to go ahead and give you guys an example. So here we go, interactive real quick, okay? If you're driving, don't do anything that I'm telling you to do. If anything that you are doing right now requires you to have actual like machinery operation or something like that, just don't listen to me, okay? Okay. So we're going to take 3 deep breaths in. You're going to sit down or lay down wherever you are, you know, wherever you want to be comfortable at. Sit down somewhere, lay down somewhere, whatever. Put your hands on your thighs. And we're going to take a deep breath in. Hold it. And out. And we're going to take another deep breath in. Hold. And out. And then the last one, real, real deep breath in, all the way in as much as you can get in. And out. And completely relax all of your muscles, relax your body. Now, that is how you get into the calm place. Now, you start by visualizing and tapping. So now I'm gonna simulate your tapping for you. This is exactly how you're gonna do it, and it's at this rhythm. Do not go any faster than this. Don't go any slower than this, okay? So you're gonna place your hands on your thighs if they aren't already there, and you just tap 1 and 2. Alternating each side as you tap, 1, 2. Real slow, just like that. And you just keep tapping, you keep breathing deeply, and continuously do that. So this is to fully immerse yourself into the calm place. This is not for what my experiment was all about, but that is to completely immerse yourself. Whenever you're, you know, able to sit back and relax at home or wherever, you know, and do your calm place, this is the best way to do it, is to start off with your 3 deep breaths and jump right in. So whenever I want to fully immerse myself, if I'm at home, I already have my Pink Sands, what's it called, essential oil. So I'll use that, and I used to have the candle, but I'll get another candle. It's okay, I still have the oil. So I'll use the oil to get the scent going on. I might even honestly have like some pineapple before I go into it or something, or afterwards, you know, just to deal with the pineapple air. And I will literally like make sure that it feels, smells, sounds, everything like in my environment, just like my calm place. So it helps me to really immerse myself. That's why I said that if you choose a scent that is already like a candle or a spray or an oil or something like that, you know, that you would be able to use, it really can help you also to get into the calm place, because then you're like, wow, I can actually smell it, you know? So definitely recommend that. But like I said, this is for before and after an attack primarily. I really wouldn't recommend trying to do it whenever you're already like higher than a 7 for your anxiety level, honestly. So with that, we're gonna go ahead and discuss some like spur of the moment type of techniques again that you can use, you know, whenever you're like actually like right into it, you know, it's just you're too far gone, you know, you're too far gone. So I've listed several different things that are associated exactly with the senses, because that's what the biggest part is that you got to get in control of your senses. So of course, we're going to go ahead and do the most basic and generic one, the five senses technique. I recommended it a couple of times, but I mean, it's just because like I'm giving you guys options, to be honest. Like, you have to actually try this for yourself, because I personally just don't like this technique. I don't know. So it's the five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. I personally never really liked this technique specifically because of the taste one, because there's like so many times where it's like, what am I gonna taste, you know? And I don't know, like in the heat of the moment, I guess it works in a way, because there's been a couple of times where like I'll get down to one and I'm like, the hell am I gonna lick, you know? So, I mean, if you want to try it, try it. I mean, it's not like a bad technique or anything. I guess it works, because the whole point is to get you calm from your anxiety attack. And like, by the time I get to one, if I'm sitting there like confused about what I'm gonna lick, I'm probably distracted from my anxiety attack at that point. So, other things. So like I said, the taps simulating the EMDR therapy, really helpful. Love it. Absolutely love it. It's my go-to now. Physical touch is to die for me. For anxiety attacks, I love more than anything whenever I can just get a hug from my boyfriend, like as tight as he could possibly squeeze. Like if he breaks me, he breaks me. Like I don't even care at that point sometimes. Like just a hug. Having my back pressed on if I like lay flat on the ground, because a lot of the time laying flat on the ground is like my first option, because it's like I feel like my heart's gonna pound out of my chest half the time, right? So if I lay flat on the ground, it usually helps me a lot, but I need that pressure. So if I really need like pressure, I'll have my boyfriend press down on my back, but it's been a while since I've done that, so I usually just stick to hugs from him now. It helps a lot. But It's very helpful to lay flat. I will definitely give that as a big recommendation. Yoga and meditation. Do not be a skeptic like me. I was so skeptical of it all for the longest time until I actually started doing it myself. I'm telling you, you gotta actually just try it. So Insight Timer, I've brought that up before. It's an app that I use. It's just like for any meditation that you can really think of, honestly. They have a headache meditation that I use a lot of the time because I get bad headaches. They have anxiety, depression. Maybe you woke up in the middle of the night. I have a middle of the night meditation that I listen to. You know, there's all types of them. And they really help me sleep better at night too, whenever like I'm just having like a really rough night. Like you can literally have someone talk you to sleep. So I recommend that app, Insight Timer. And that may or may not be for like spur of the moment anxiety attacks. It just kind of depends on your level that you're at. So visuals are always a really helpful thing to do as well. Like just to have anything else that you can focus on at the time is really helpful. Like I have a lot of paintings and pictures and stuff to look at in my house. So if I'm freaking out, it helps me to zero in on something. That way I can focus on something else. And I'll just like start, you know, looking through the design of my sheets or looking around at my paintings and examining them or something like that. Because it allows me to sit there and focus on that instead of focusing on the fact that I'm like freaking out and losing my mind. So you can also look at pictures on your phone or something like that, if that'll calm you down, if you think that'll calm you down, you know. Videos, TikTok is a wonderful thing, you know. Remember the days when we had Vine? That was a great app. Very slept on. And then there's also, oh yeah, I said sheets, yeah. So there's music, of course, scientifically proven to help. And then phone calls, videos again, you know, watching any type of video, listening to it, you know. So this is all for audio, you know, audio hearing and everything. Insight Timer again is a great recommendation because you're going to be listening to the meditation or the music, whatever the case may be. It's very, very helpful. There's also an app called Relax Melodies that has a lot of like different sounds that you can listen to, like sleeping sounds and city sounds, water, rain, fire. They have all types of ones on there, so definitely check those out. And then of course, counteracting your thoughts. Man, my therapist is a lifesaver for me, because I swear I'm the most catastrophic thinker. I was until I met my boyfriend. But
we're working on that. We're both working on our counteracting, and it's working pretty well, I'd have to say. You know, I always say that you have to immediately counteract the bad thought with a good thought. And my therapist taught me a lot of the whole, what if it does, what if it doesn't, you know? So I'm always like sitting there like, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And she said, okay, well, stop asking yourself that and start saying, but what if that doesn't happen at all? What if everything goes just fine? So I've been doing that a lot, and I've been trying to make sure that everybody else around me is doing that too, because my family, there's so many people in my family that do that all the time, my sister especially. So I'm like kind of always trying to say, but like, hey, that might not happen, you know? Trying to kind of just keep up the positivity, I guess you could say. And then deep breathing. Always, always, always try to take a second to do some deep breaths. Like, even if you're not having an anxiety attack, like, just stopping for a second and taking some very deep breaths, like at least three. Three is like the recommendation, I'd have to say. At least three long deep breaths, it really can calm you down when you didn't even realize that you weren't that calm. So I highly recommend that. And essential oil, I don't know why everybody like is always up in arms about essential oil. It can be very helpful. Like, no, it's not gonna like treat a severe disease, I don't think, but like, you know, it can be very helpful for a lot of other things. So essential oil, try them. Lavender, peppermint, those are very, very, very good for nausea and anxiety and all that. I say nausea because a lot of people get nauseous whenever they're anxious or depressed and everything. Like I do, I get nausea a lot for that. It really sucks, but yeah, peppermint oil is really good for that. Lavender oil as well. And I think there was sweet almond oil, something that someone else recommended to me once. I never personally used it, but I've heard that it works. And then if all else fails, talk. Just try to talk. Just talk about what's going on. Like, try to get it out there that way that you're not just sitting there holding all of it right there, you know, in your chest and wherever you hold all your trauma and pain problems. I hold mine in my chest personally. So the most important aspect of finding a coping mechanism and managing anxiety is just knowing what the root cause is. I've been through this conversation with you guys before. You have to know what your triggers are. You have to be able to work through all of your problems that you've had, you know, childhood problems or whatever the case may be. You have to be able to do that in order to find a good coping mechanism that's actually healthy and it's good for you and it will actually work. Because far too many people are using a coping mechanism that is obviously unhealthy, but they're using it because it is the trigger and they don't even realize it. So alcohol is obviously a very unhealthy coping mechanism and a lot of people use it. And it actually makes them and their situation worse, not just because of the fact that it's, you know, alcohol and it's bad for you and all that, but because it's actually the root of their anxiety trigger. Because there are people who, you see it all the time. You see it all the time. There are so many people who they go through these situations in their life with, say, their parents. And maybe mom or dad is a little bit of an alcoholic or something like that. Or maybe they're just abusive in general. But as kids, we're absorbing everything, right? We're watching everything that our parents are doing, our grandparents, everybody that's around us. We're watching everybody. We're watching everything. So in turn, years down the road, if we're sitting there suffering through some type of traumatic situation that we're going through in our household with our family, years down the road when we're an adult, we start to pick up a bottle too. Why? Because that's what we saw everybody else doing. You know, that's what we're used to. And we get into the same thing that brought everything down, right? So that happens so, so often. So that's why I'm saying, like, it's very important for you to get to the root cause of what your anxiety and depression and everything is, because you're not going to get better unless you try to get better. You're not going to get better unless you want to get better. And you're not going to get better unless you actually figure out what's wrong in the first place. So when it's all said and done, I know everybody hates to hear it, but therapy, when done right, can be very valuable. Do your research. If you got a doctor shop, then doctor shop. At the end of the day, all that matters is that you end up finding who and what works best for you. Focus heavily on that, on the you part, because this is what it's all about. It's about you getting better. finding a good coping mechanism. It's just all about being in touch with yourself, knowing what makes you happy and sad, you know, just getting into tune with who you are, what you're about, what you've been through, and how you're going to overcome it all and be better in the end. So all you got to do is really start looking more at yourself. Look at every aspect of yourself and just study it, learn from it, and grow from it. That's literally like the simplest way that I can say it all. And I know it sounds so simple when I say that, and it's not. I know it's not simple. I know it's not. I know that it's difficult, and that's exactly why I did this episode today, because I've been training my brain all month long for something to try and help you guys with, to try and pass it off to someone else that might need it as well. And I'm seeing it myself. You know, it's not easy, but I'm trying because I want to be better. I want to do better, and I'm going to. So that's the same mindset you have to hold on to, really. I would say have, but a lot of us have it and we lose it. So I'm a victim of it myself, honestly. So hold on to that feeling. Hold on to that motivation. Make sure that you really do remind yourself, hey, I want to get better. And I'm serious. Like, remind yourself that. I want to get better. I want to be better. That way you can snap yourself back into getting back to your good habits that we're trying to build, right? So that's exactly what I'm going to continue to do with this experiment. I'm going to continue to update you all whenever, you know, I think I finally got it down packed, which shouldn't be very long according to science, but we'll see. So I hope you enjoyed the Calm Place discussion, and I really, really hope to keep recording podcasts for you guys because I like this. Honestly, I really do. So go ahead and message me if you need any help with the Calm Place, creating your own or whatever the case may be. I have no problem whatsoever, like, making one with you or whatever, you know. Just let me know. And let me know if it works for you, of course. And if you have any tips or tricks that you would like me to pass on to the world, please feel free to send those to me as well. Maybe I might need them. So I hope you guys all have a great weekend, a safe weekend, and thank you always for listening.